Today's program has been brought to you by TechServe, New York's original and still the best Apple computer, iPod, and iPhone store and repair shop. For more information, visit TechServe.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
You are listening to You Look Hungry on Heritage Radio Network. I am your host, Helen Holliman, and I'm back for another week of radio at Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn. And today, I'm joined by two of the members of the Brooklyn-based band Fort Lean.
Hi.
Hi, boys.
Hello.
Kellen and Zach. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Happy to
so,
be here.
So, it is hot damn, it is cold outside. I mean, this morning when I woke up, it was 4 degrees. And I think it's perfect you guys are on the show today because you remind me of the beach. So, without further ado, what is Fort Lean?
It's a place you can go. It's nice there.
How would you describe your music?
Rock music.
Rock vibes. So, how did you guys get together in the first place? How did you guys meet?
We all went to college together. So we met when we were like freshmen in college. And then we played in different bands all through college and then didn't play in bands for a while. And then 2 years ago, met back up, started playing again. Here we find ourselves.
Amazing. So, you know, what is the story behind the actual name Fort Lean? How did you come up with that?
With the assistance of a friend, but it appealed to us because it sounds like a place. And beyond that, there's not like a lot of meaning already kind of associated with it. So you can kind of just think of a nice place. And ideally, that's like what the music makes you think about.
A happy place.
Or like just a good, it can be kind of an unhappy place, but yeah. If that's where you want to go,
maybe it'll make you feel really weird to go there.
Yeah.
You know, the New York Times loves you guys. Many people are big fans. And again, the music is very light and happy to me. But tell me about the writing process. How do you compose songs? Like, walk me through it from start to finish.
Usually someone comes in with a little idea. And then we present it to everyone else. And then we kick it around in the practice space for a few months. And then a song emerges.
Yeah.
Like a freshly baked ham from the oven.
That's been the process to this point. There's like never been an instance where someone had a song that was like done. I think we all like instinctively just bring ideas when you want to play them with someone else, basically. And then we kind of just write together.
How would you describe the themes in your music?
I think there's like an kind of relationship between music that sounds happy with content that is not happy. So kind of just couching darker ideas in like a nice shiny package. Yeah, that's part of it. A lot of just like simple experiential stuff.
Lots of songs about our dads.
Wow. And moms, yeah.
And moms.
Moms, too. Hey, Mom.
What about ladies? Any ladies in the songs?
Yeah,
sometimes.
They're songs. I mean, got to have a lady in the song. Or a dude, if you want to have a dude in the song. That's cool.
So you recently released an EP in November, and it's called Change Your Name. And describe what's on there. And do you have a favorite song in particular?
4 rippin' tunes. All of which I like for different reasons perfectly equally.
Yeah, I'd say in relation to our previous stuff, we like spent more time recording it, maybe thought about the parts a little bit more. Just kind of went for a bigger, cleaner production sound. And favorite song? Yeah, no, I can't say that of those four I have a favorite. I do like them all.
Do You Remember Because I Get a Guitar Solo?
Yeah, all of us, there's three guitar players in the band, and on the EP there are solos by each of us on different songs, so we really packed it in there.
What is the deal with touring? Because there's typically in every band, it seems like there's always like a fixer in the group, somebody who has it together enough where they're like, all right, we're going to go do this tonight, we're going to eat here, or we're going to like drink this thing, or go see like the biggest ball of yarn in Minnesota, or whatever it is. Who would you say in your group is sort of that person, and what are the kinds of things that they figure out when you're on tour?
Zach's phone often works faster than ours, so he is generally the best at finding places on the road to eat.
And we do this thing that we reference this website very frequently called roadfood.com. Which is
really?
Just... Yep.
Interesting. Okay.
So, awesome. Basically, it's like if Yelp was set up by people who didn't really know how to use the internet. So people like curate really good roadside food, but it's not like easily searchable. It's very like kind of strange interface. But we've hit some gold on that.
Yeah. And it's location based, so everywhere we drive around, we just kind of search, and then it'll be like, there's a great patty melt spot 200 miles away.
So we'll drive for 200 miles and then go eat there. One of the best ones was this place in Ohio called State Meats, yes. Which is like a Ukrainian smoked meat shop. We had some really incredibly good kielbasa sandwiches there.
And the whole band got in and out with kielbasa sandwiches and drinks for like $21.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That was a real victory.
It was really insane.
Another good stop along the way on tour was over the summer we were on tour up in upstate New York, and our drummer Sam really likes baseball, and so he was like, what are the minor league teams in this area? And so we looked it up and we found this team called the
Tri-City Valley Cats.
And so we went to the game, which was in Albany, and on the way into the stadium a pop fly ball came from over the wall and like landed right in front of Will, who's our keyboard player and guitar player. So that was a really good omen.
Auspicious then, start to an excellent game.
Yeah. And then we sat in the stands and drank beer and ate hot dogs. And, we each, threw a baseball like at one of those,
pitch machines
where it tells you how fast it's going.
We are all major league status.
I've had really bad experiences with pitching machines in the past.
Embarrassing yourself, or
I've been hit in both ears and in the nose.
We're not talking about that. No, we're talking. What are we talking about? We're talking about like a speed gun, where like you throw it and they measure the speed,
and then you like different. Embarrass yourself by throwing a lot slower than the children in front of you.
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, those have been some good kind of detour things that we've done. We try to do stuff like that as much as possible, though. Just mix it up.
Sounds pretty awesome. I know it's difficult on the road, finding good places to eat and not feeling like you're going to die because there's so many fast food places. So it's good to hear that you guys are on that quest to
eat
good things.
We are.
You listeners out there, go on to Fort Lean's Bandcamp page right now. It's fortlean.bandcamp.com. And you can see their most recent EP. Do you guys have a specific song you'd like to play off of that?
Maybe Envious.
Envious.
Sure.
Okay. We're in a minute, we're going to play that. But before we do that, you guys have a very exciting upcoming touring schedule this spring, right?
Yes, we do.
Tell me where you're going and what you're psyched about.
First stop is Austin, Texas.
Hell yeah.
For South by Southwest.
Can be there.
I'm from Austin, so I'm incredibly biased, but no.
So that'll be fun. It'll be a zoo, but I think we're going to play some fun shows and see a bunch of our friends that we don't get to see very much of. And then after that, we're going to drive to California and play, 2 weeks worth of shows with The Joy Formidable and Guards. And those will be in California, Oregon, Washington, all up and down the West Coast.
And even in Utah.
Playing Utah or playing in Vancouver. So yeah, we're really excited about that. We've never played any shows in California. We've played most other places in the United States, but never to California. So that'll be really fun. And it'll be, I think, a lot nicer weather there than it is here.
Yeah, no kidding. I think we all need to be drinking vodka right now just to be warming up. Tell me about the song, because we're going to take a really quick break, but kind of intro us to this song and how it came about. What's the deal?
There's like a lot of like musical history in which people kind of, you know, have swagger and brag about themselves. And that's always been like a funny kind of cool type. I think about like Little Richard or something like that, or even James Brown, or, you know, a lot of characters talking about how great they are.
Ludacris.
Ludacris is, comes to mind as well. So yeah, this is kind of our like ode to that idea. Yeah, and it's just like a kind of shit-kicking short little song.
All I can think of now is Luda.
Luda.
Before this song comes on. All right, keep it locked. We are going to take a quick break, but when we get back, more from Fort Lean. You're listening to You Look Hungry. Stay tuned.
Program has been brought to you by TechServe, New York's original and still the best Apple computer, iPod, and iPhone store and repair shop. For more information, visit TechServe.com.
I'm coming back for you.
You're just tuning in. You're listening to You Look Hungry on Heritage Radio Network. I am still your host, Helen Holliman, and I'm joined today by Kellen and Zach, members of Fort Lean.
It's actually Keenan.
Keenan. Oh my God. I'm thinking of, I have a friend named Kellen. I don't know why. Yeah, Keenan and Kel. God. I'm so sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's such a good name. Is that a family name?
No.
No. Okay. So, you know, before the break, we were discussing South By and, you know, touring and things like that. And I've heard somewhere that you are going to be recording a full length record in the future. Is that right?
That is indeed true. We're now in the process of, writing and getting all the songs together. And then we're going to pick which ones we want to record and go into the studio and do it.
Sounds very intense. You know, I've interviewed bands before, like Small Black, who we were talking about the recording process and what, you know, they use to sort of get inspired or just get through it. And for them, they love Friday Night Lights. And for you guys, what are some of the things that you do to get psyched about recording?
Drink coffee.
Eat dumplings or whatever is the cheapest thing that you can eat. And that's pretty much it.
And then just sit there. Recording is a funny process because the whole band is there, but it's not like a band practice where everybody's doing something. So a good 90% of your day is spent sitting on the couch waiting for your turn to go into the booth for a minute. And then you come back out and eat your cold dumplings and continue reading magazines that you already read and stuff. It's really great.
Where are these cold dumplings from?
We go to Vanessa's because the studio that we record at is just a few blocks from there. So it's like the closest place with really cheap food that's edible.
I didn't really... Yeah, that must be a little strange to... It's like tag or something, having to go into the booth. Totally.
Yeah, it's a funny process. It's fun. It's fun. I think with this record, we're going to probably approach it a little differently.
Yeah. It also gives you a real sense of accomplishment with your day, because it's not uncommon to spend 12 or 16 hours in there. But really, all you have to do is sit there and watch TV all day.
It's kind of like being in jail.
Yeah.
Sign me up. Sounds great. Well, tell me about what is it like to be in a rock band in 2013 versus, I don't know, the 60s or 70s? What's different beyond the obvious, which is digital? But is it harder? Is it easier? Do you feel like...
We're still playing the same instruments.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's hard. I mean, no, I don't think it's harder. I think back then what people forget is that, like, not that many bands got to be popular, but now a lot of bands get to be popular, and that's cool. But then at the same time, it's like you're just, as Keenan was saying, you're just doing the same thing with the same instruments. So I think it's probably equally, like, fun and engaging. Yeah, because music is just a weird magical thing that people, like, discovered. I don't, like, think about people creating music. They, like, figured out it was there. So I think the process of, like, enjoying it is probably the same as it's always been for people forever.
What is your take on being in a band in Brooklyn right now? Is it great? Good time?
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
A lot of our friends are also doing that.
Yeah, exactly. people, you know, I feel like people try to, like, find trends in terms of, like, the sounds of the bands and stuff, but I just think ultimately it's just the people getting to hang out with each other. Because I don't think we necessarily sound like very many of our friends' bands, but it's definitely, like, a fertile place, and then when you, like, are encountering other bands that are working super hard, it makes you think about how you can, like, work harder and smarter. And
it is inspiring, you know, from a musical perspective to be with so many people that are making good music. You know, I feel like I do get kind of ideas just from, you know, going to shows and hanging out with our music buddies.
Who are you most excited about besides yourselves right now in Brooklyn?
You. pizza.
What are some good bands?
Guards, who we're going on tour with.
Yeah, they're a very good band. I really like them. I really like Coroma.
Great band.
They're a very good band. Who else? Who else?
Or rather, like, who are you listening to right now that, I mean, it can be new, old, you know, just any kind of inspiration that you look to for...
I've been listening to a lot of David Bowie and Fleetwood Mac and Tame Impala and the Kinks. Those are some good bands. T-Rex. I really like new music, but there's something about, like, if you go back to an album that you really love, it's just, like, always just as fun to listen to it. And it's kind of nice to, like, explore new stuff and then just stay really on top of the classics.
Yeah. I've been listening to a lot of Berlin, which is the strangest Lou Reed album, maybe. Because it's on my phone, and there's only, like, three albums on my phone, so I've listened to that probably 50 times over the last month.
Sounds a little intense.
I'm really getting to know those tunes really well.
I was just having a conversation, actually, about that idea of, like, how when people bought CDs or vinyl or whatever, how you would buy something that you didn't necessarily know whether or not you liked it because you had never heard it before. And then you would listen And maybe at first you didn't like it, but then eventually you start to really like it. And then all of a sudden you're really, really into something that you thought you didn't like. And how, like, that kind of possibility has become more minimized now, because, like, if you listen to something and don't really like it, you probably just won't listen to it again.
Right.
Which is a shame.
Because you don't have it in your CD wallet to keep...
to keep coming back at you. Right.
I've had Brian from Awesome Tapes from Africa's music blog on here before. We were talking about, you know, back in the day, the joys of, like, getting a CD or a tape and the way it smelled, much like a library or library books and things like that. And
or a new car.
That CD smell.
Yeah, that, like, CD smell.
I loved it,
or,
of course.
You know, like, breaking the seal off of the CD and being psyched.
Oh, we've got a late arrival.
A late bloomer. Hello. Welcome.
Hey, handsome.
Have a seat, sir.
I thought it was 6:30, for the record.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. We're talking about, you know, well, first of all, introduce yourself, and then...
My name is Sam Ubel. I play drums in Fort Lee.
Welcome. Welcome to the
Sam
show.
Sam just got here.
Yeah. We were just discussing, you know, the sort of nostalgia of, like, CDs and tapes and, like, being able to go to the store and picking out stuff and being able to smell it, you know, now that with iTunes and things like that. I mean, are you guys sad at all about the fact of digital, or do you care? I don't know.
I just feel hopeful that there's some way to experience that type of feeling again. Because it's definitely been, like, put to the sidelines for now.
On the other hand, I did get 3 CDs this week.
Yeah, like, I get sentimental about it sometimes, but, like...
If you really want to experience it and you're feeling real down about it, you can just go get some
you
CDs.
You can still buy CDs. This is true. It's not like, you know, anyone's dad got cancer or anything. Yeah. It's just like you just have to spend $5 and get some used CDs.
Well played.
Well said, yeah.
Well played.
Nice.
What are you listening to right now, Sam, that you're stoked about?
Well, me personally.
New or old?
I've been listening to a lot of Harry Nilsson, who's, you know, I've been aware of him for a very long time. But over the past few months, I've been, like, itinerant sort of and hopping between apartments in Bushwick, which is a neck of the woods that I try really hard to find, you know, inspiration in. And the fact that Harry Nilsson is from Bushwick is very inspiring to me. So I've just been on, like, Nilsson.
Nilsson Schmilsson.
Isn't that one of his record titles?
That's his best one. That's the classic.
Yeah. And then there's another one. It's like Schmilsson.
Yeah, he is really clever. That guy, never performed live in his entire career. Which is very strange.
That's weird. Yeah. What's up with that?
He was petrified. He couldn't do it. I think what they say is that he had a bad experience when he was first starting out. He played a show with a band and it just really tanked. And it was like people are throwing stuff, I think. And he was really scarred by that. And it turned out he was one of the most gifted songwriters of his generation, but he was so freaked out by performing live that, like, a lot of people don't even know who he is now, which is really weird. He was, like, best friends with the Beatles.
Did that album with John Lennon. That's awesome.
Yeah. Anyhow. Nilsson. From Bushwick.
From Bushwick.
Bushwick hero. It's true.
Do you guys feel like you identify with your neighborhood, like Bushwick? Do you find inspiration in the hood for songwriting or any part of your band identity?
I find inspiration in living in Bushwick, I think, in large part because it's quiet, and you can feel like you can just sit in your apartment and work on, like, a song or something, and you're not really missing anything. There's not, like, a lot going on outside. I like that.
No trees blowing in
the wind. Yeah, no trees
no birds
to bother
chirping.
Consequently, the light in Bushwick is super, super intense.
It is.
Blindingly intense a lot of the time.
It's nice because it gets you up early to work on songs.
Right. Yeah.
Right. From, like, a cultural standpoint, I don't know if we have, like, a particular tie to the place. I really like it here. I've lived here for, like, 5 years. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good place to work.
Once we like move to an island and record an album and then come back.
Yeah, you should go to Jamaica or something.
Oh, that sounds so cool.
All right, last question. What's your cocktail of choice?
Whiskey soda.
Whiskey soda.
I thought it was a Manhattan up till last night, and then somebody tried to tell me what I actually like is an old fashioned. And then I had both, and I can't decide. So
I'm going to say... one of each, please.
I'll say Amaro.
Oh.
Not a cocktail, per se, but
I
just love it.
I think I would go with a Sazerac.
Oh, all right. You can be my friend. That sounds good. Good answer.
All right.
Sadly, we have to wrap things up. But again, if you want to find out more information about Fort Lean, you can check out their Bandcamp page. You also have a Facebook.
A Twitter.
FortLean.com as well. Is that right?
That's a Tumblr. Tumblr vibes. There's
lots of cats.
If you do a Google search, you will find even more places to see us. You can look on YouTube. We have some videos.
Cats on our Tumblr.
No cats on the Tumblr. I think that was just a comment on Tumblr.
Oh, did I hallucinate that? I feel like
maybe
I saw cats.
Maybe
no.
Somebody's
you guys have
cats
on the Tumblr. You do.
I'm
going to
check it out right now.
Yeah, some rabble rousers posting cats on the freaking Tumblr.
Someone must have hijacked the Tumblr.
And you're on Twitter.
We're
you're so
people.
Digital. It's great.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun when people, like teenagers in like Southeast Asia, find out about the band and then they like want to talk to us on the internet. Why not? Sure.
Why not?
We don't have anything else to do.
It's a new digital age.
Speak for yourself.
Well, as always, thanks so much to Joe Galarraga, Jack Inslee, and the rest of the crew at Heritage Radio and Roberta's.
Yeah.
Thanks to Fort Lean.
Thank you.
And
thanks for having us.
See y'all next week.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today.
Thanks for listening.